as resisting British rule. And by the way, that's what he called the various kinds of tactics that he used, were mass marches and protests, refusal to pay taxes, boycotts, trying to get local Indians serving the British Raj to resign from their posts, and then active interference, blockades, the great march on the salt works at Dharamsala to try to shut down the salt works. That was an attempt at taking physical possession. This was an offensive, nonviolent tactic to take physical possession of salt works, knowing that there would be repression and that people would be beaten. And that was planned in the sense that, although it was hoped that people would not be beaten, the likelihood was that people would be beaten. And they knew that when people were beaten, and the press reported that, that this would be one more thing which would help to discredit the legitimacy of British rule and also dramatize the fact that British rule was there for a reason. And the reason was to extract value out of India for the benefit of the British Empire. And that had to be more fully understood even by Indians in order to recruit more support within the resistance.